Hey, y'all, welcome back to the Late Night Vision Show. This is episode number 188. My name is Jason. I am the owner of Outdoor Legacy, and I've got my co-host, the executive producer, as he calls himself, of the podcast, Mr. Hans East Texas. And I'm going to tell you something about an executive producer. It doesn't mean that they still can't get all fumbled up. And, he was supposed to do the intro. He just stumbled all over himself about three or four times and finally said, here, you just do it.
You do it because my first intro was the best one yet. And you pretty much said,
I was laughing so hard at you being goofy.
creatively, you just ruined all my mojo. Yeah, but this show, Jason, this week is so jam packed. Just like last week, episode 187, we crowned our favorites for the best of thermal scopes under $3,000. So that was a big show. Thank y'all for watching, man. And things got a ton of views, ton of plays, lots of comments, lots of phone calls. And we're excited tonight to be able to bring you, all the listeners and watchers out there, the best thermal scopes, our picks for scopes under $4,000. So this show is so jam packed. And this category, Jason, is so stacked that we don't even have time to talk about the fact that this past week I shot a stud of an East Texas buck. But we're going to have to save that for another time.
That is very true. Han shot a big buck, and we will be talking about that later in the show. Maybe in January or something. But we'll be talking about
exactly.
it for sure.
Yeah, when we
I
have
do
time.
Want to mention this right time. Now. If you have made it this far into the video, you're probably about 90 seconds in. Hopefully you're still with us and you're not bored yet. Look, right now, if you do not want to watch this show, you do not want to hear all of our wonderful, expert-filled commentary, and I say that with a smirk on my face because I'm being sarcastic. If you don't want to, hear everything, you just really want to go down for the meat of it and find out what our picks are. Right now, if you're on YouTube, drop down into the description, click the little arrow button, it will expand it. It's really long. It's got a lot of links, a lot of things in there. But Hans takes the time every week to go through there and basically cut out and make quick links to the different sections. Now, again, we want you to watch the whole show. But if you're one of these guys that you really don't care why we like the scopes, you don't want to know why we maybe didn't pick a scope for something, which we think is really important information. But if you don't care about that, you just want the picks, you can definitely go down to these links and we'll get you taken care of.
Can't imagine anybody that did want to hear our commentary in between the lines. But I tell you, all our when we got thousands and thousands of loyal watchers and listeners that love what we do and they want to see the whole show. But I know, especially YouTube, and this is created special for YouTube, but there are people that visit these videos that search for this topic and they just want to see the meat and potatoes. I get it. So we put those links in. So we appreciate you. That is an option for you to go use those. But I get it. When I Google how to replace a belt on a dishwasher or a clothes washer, it's not, I don't want to hear, everything about it. I just want to see them take it apart and put it on. So I get it. But for all you loyal listeners and watchers that have been with us for years, we appreciate y'all tuning in. All you new people, thank y'all again. Like I said, we have got the best thermal scopes, our choice for best of under $4,000. And like I said, this category is stacked. Jason and I, in our pre-show meeting, laid all these out. We talked about everything. It's a tough decision. I mean, I sat here, I think there was like a 3-minute moment of silence when we were sitting here trying to lay these out and pick our choices. And the first thing you said is, don't tell me. So we like surprising each other with our choices. We like kind of going back and forth and arguing our case why our choice is better than the other person's choice. But at the same time, we want to make sure that you all out there understand that we're two guys that have different opinions. Most of the time we think mostly alike, I would say. But to find out if this situation or if this scope matches your situation and you need help deciding other than what you're hearing on the show, you can always reach out to me. If you need purchasing advice, if you're trying to buy a scope, if you're in the market for a scope and you want to compare this scope versus something else, call us at 877-350-1818. Visit our website, outdoorlegacygear.com. You can talk to me or Jason personally. We can talk about this and we can talk you through it. I'll tell you what, y'all, we use all these scopes. We pull two of these. Every scope that you see on the show, every scope pretty much that comes out on the thermal market, night vision market, we're using. And we're testing it. We're using it. That way, when you call, we can tell you the differences and what's the positives and disadvantages or whatever. So use this. Use this as a resource. And I know many of you do because I get guys all the time that says, you told us to call, so, or told us to call, so yeah. I'm calling you.
But no, anyway, no, absolutely. And I want to say this, yeah, to what Hans is saying there, talking about, you know, choosing these things. I want to be very clear on this. And we're fixing to get into the meat and potatoes of this. But our choice of what we pick may not even be remotely close to the scope that fits what your particular needs are. So the worst thing that you can do is just listen to this and say, well, Hans and Jason picked XYZ scope, so that's the one I'm going to buy. That's a great place to start because we really like that scope. Yeah. If you are very familiar with our show, you've watched all the shows, and you know how we hunt, which we, you know, we talk about it a lot over a lot of the episodes. I know guys that, you know, they say all the time, we feel like we know you. We've watched every episode. We know how you hunt, what the fields are like. Those guys can watch this show and say, yep, if this is the one that Hans picks, I hunt just like Hans does, similar terrain, you know, a lot of coyotes and hogs, whatever, and they can know that's a scope for them. So that's where these shows really help our loyal listeners. But if you're just saying, man, I got to number it down some way, this is a good place to start. But like Hans said, give us a call. Let us help you. You know, we'll help you make the purchase, but we'll help you get in the right scope as well.
So let me mention this before you go onto the list of scopes, and you're going to talk about the stack division. But you're right. So what we want to do with these shows is not tell you the scope to buy. What we're trying to do is help you narrow your search, right, so that when you do call us, you say, "Hey, I'm interested in these three scopes. These three or two or three kind of fit my criteria. Let's talk about them." So again, this isn't meant to necessarily crown a king in your mind as far as what you've got to buy. It's there to narrow your search, to make it easier for you to research and find more information on what scope might be right for you. So anyway, let's talk about it, man. Okay. Let's list them out.
Here we go. So I'm going to go through this list. What we're going to do is I'm going to list off the scopes, and then we're going to kind of come back through and just talk over this list briefly. Mm. Now, we're gonna talk about this some more when we get done, but I hate this show because there's so many good scopes. This is the hardest show we'll do. I'm hoping that they get easier from here on out because this is just a jam-packed category that, you know, I'll be honest with you, 2 years was not. And now the competition is hard and heavy. So here we go. We're going to start. We're going from the least expensive to the most expensive. So these are all, you know, basically under $4,000. So here they go. The Bearing Optics Super Hogster. That is a three-power base magnification scope. It's $3,120. Next, we've got the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ38. And that is a 2.5 power. It's $3,299. We've got the InfraRay, or iRay as we call it here in the U.S. Most people know it by that, but the InfraRay Bolt TL35. That is a three-power base mag, $3,299 as well. We've got the iRay USA Bravo. And that is a true iRay USA custom scope that they've had made for the U.S. market. That is a three-power base magnification, and it is $34.99. Next, we've got the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ50. It's a 3.5-power base mag, and it's $37.99. Next on the list is the InfraRay iRay Rico MK1 384. This scope overseas is commonly referred to as an RL42. You will normally find this scope in the U.S., which is where you need to be getting your information, referred to as a RICO 384, but the model is an RL42. It is a 4-power base magnification, and it is $39.99. So it just barely squeaks under by a few pennies there to get into this category. And then this scope I'm going to mention is very different from the rest of the scope in this, the scopes in this class. It's the first time we've ever had anything like this in one of our shows. We're going to talk about a 640 by 480 high resolution scope. Every one of these other scopes is a 384 by 288 standard resolution. But AGM came in here with their very popular Rattler series, and they have a TS35-640, 2-power base magnification, again, 640 high resolution, for $39.99. We have reviewed, as far as I know, Hans, every single one of these scopes. I think we have a review on the Late Night Vision show. You've reviewed a whole lot of them over on your channel, Hans ETX, H-A-N-S-E-T-X over on YouTube as well. You can see a lot of his in-depth reviews with footage and things from these optics. But I'm serious, so, guys, right now, if we just closed our eyes, reached in a hat, and drew out a name, I could not say that, hey, that's could be just the best scope. It'd be just fine. I couldn't argue that any of these, because they're so good. And I mean that. And I'm before Hans, I'm gonna let you talk, but I just want to say this, guys, there's a lot of scopes in this category have been sold in the U.S. in the last 12 months. And if whatever we pick here, if you go, man, I think my scope's better than that, you know what? I will not argue with you, because I think we are splitting hairs in this category.
So a couple of observations. This category, this $4,000 and under, it's basically $3,000 to $4,000 category, has the most entries or most contenders of any of the other categories we're probably going to be talking about, right off the top of my head thinking about it. And it's got probably the most thermal companies represented in this category, right off the top of my head. So you got three iRay or infrared scopes. You got three different models in the $3,000 to $4,000 range. You've got a bearing optic scope. You got two pulsar scopes and an AGM scope. And I mean, that's a like we kept talking about, it's a stack category. You know, you've got anything from a 2-power all the way up to a 4-power optic in this category. You know, and you think back in the years past, you know, Pulsar had a couple other models too, you know, the XM series, which we're not going to talk about because they're not around anymore, but the XM38, you know, XM50. But, you know, that this category now is bigger than it's ever been. And there's, you're right, the contenders, you can draw them out of a hat. They're all of them. You could make a case for every single one of them. I think that was the biggest challenge. I think you can make a case for almost every single one of these of why these could be the overall pick for best scope in this price range.
And, so, and I want to bring up something, Hans. I should have mentioned this before. You mentioned the XM50, the Pulsar Thermion XM50. We didn't put that scope in this list, and the real reason I didn't do it is because I'm not sure that scope is sticking around. We haven't seen any in a while. I didn't get confirmation from Pulsar that for sure it's being discontinued. It may not be. I'll just tell you the truth. It's a 5.5-power scope. It's the highest magnification thermal optic that you know we sell. It's the highest one I'm aware of on the market. It doesn't. It's just not a big seller. It's very, very specific for a small number of people. We didn't put it in here because we didn't know if it was going to stick around or really even, you know, be here. We don't have them right now, so that's why I didn't put that in there. But that would just muddy it up even more. So this is a tough category. But let's just real quick, I know we can't spend a ton of time, but let's just quickly kind of go over some of these scopes here. I just want to bring up Bearing Optics Super Hogster. I would say this, if I had to pick what the best-selling scope has been in the last 12 months, and to be fair, I mean, that is one of the scopes that has been around the longest in this category, I mean, the Super Hogster. So it's been on the market for a while. People are familiar with it. They've heard a lot of, you know, their buddies have got them, heard good things about them. That's probably the best-selling scope. It is fantastic. It is a small, compact design, takes two CR123A batteries, has most all the normal features, and it is just a really good image quality. You know, moving along here, we've got the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ38. Love this scope. If you listen to the show, you know Hans and I are big Pulsar Thermion fans. This optic looks like a daytime scope, 30 millimeter tube. Mm-hmm. You know, a internal rechargeable battery as well as proprietary removable rechargeable batteries. 2.5 power, really a sweet spot for hog hunters. Like this scope. Works great on bolt guns, works great on ARs. So it's definitely something that a lot of bolt gun hunters are going to lean towards. The iRay Bolt TL35, again, looks like a Thermion design, 30 millimeter tube. It's very, very similar. It's got internal batteries as well as you can put non-proprietary batteries in the outside, you know, removable. It's probably got the best battery life. No, I'm looking here. It is the best battery life of any scope in this category because of these very good rechargeable batteries. Again, really nice scope at 3 power. Hans, go ahead and tell them about some of these other scopes here.
Yeah, so the iRay Bravo USA, you talk about a very custom scope when it was talked about on the market as far as buzz. This one and another scope that they have yet to come out with but are soon to come out with, we hope, the Alpha. This is the younger brother, the Bravo. But the Bravo, 384 resolution, 12 micron, 3 power, a real good all-around base magnification to start out with, but it's got a lot of extras. American Defense Manufacturing mount, a magnetic USB port, tactile buttons, and a custom design. The only scope on this list that's not black. What else do I need to say?
Right.
I mean, it's it's got a very, I'd say, user friendly menu setup. Runs on two CR123 batteries, and ultimately, I mean, what makes it a big contender is the 5-year warranty, the 5-year iRay USA warranty. So that's a big deal. Next, you got the Thermion 2 XQ50. I mean, these things are just workhorses. You know, back to the trail days, the trail XQ50s. You know, you've got the new Thermion design, and now you've got the Thermion 2, which is the upgraded thermal sensor. And, 3.5 power, rechargeable batteries, all the extras and bells and whistles that Pulsar throws in, you know, more color palettes than any company in the industry, more reticle choices, probably the easiest thermal scope on the market to use as far as setup, sight in, and working out in the field. I mean, it's hard. There's so many good things to say about the Pulsar scopes that you could go on and on. But again, the XQ50 is a big favorite, and I'm sure it'll pop up again here later in the conversation. But it's a big favorite for coyote hunters around the country. You got the Ricoh MK1 384, a newer scope on the market. Obviously, 384 resolution. It's a 4-power base magnification. So this is a very specific scope for a very specific type of hunter. But I'm going to tell you, those people that have gone with this choice because they're wanting something with higher base magnification absolutely love it. If you saw my review on the Hans ETX YouTube channel of this scope, I said this scope has the image quality almost as good as a 640 scope. If you look through it, you might think it is a 640 resolution scope, but it's not. It's 384. It comes with a long-lasting battery. Obviously, the iRay 5-year warranty. A lot of extras thrown in there as well. Great scope. Very good for the money, and almost $4,000 at the top end of our list. And then rounding it out, like Jason said, one of these things is not like the other, and that would be the AGM Rattler TS35 640. It is the only scope on the list that is a 640 resolution. It's a 2-power base magnification. Obviously, comes with the upgraded American Defense Manufacturing nice locking QD mount. Comes with a 3-year warranty. Runs on two CR123 batteries. All the other stuff that you would expect with the AGM Rattlers, very similar in look and design of the other ones, except this is a 640 scope. So they were able to, you know, make this 640 scope the same size as the other scope. So that's good as well. But the only one on the list that's a 640, that's what has made this choice so difficult. And that's the thing is we're how do scopes that aren't 640 contend with one that is in the same price range? Yeah. That's what's really thrown this whole contest into chaos is because of that situation right there.
It has. This is already a packed, you know, category. And then you throw in a 640 and it doesn't belong. I mean, it doesn't belong yeah. because I don't know. I mean, it's comparing a half ton truck to a 3/4 ton truck. And I mean, I told Hans, like, well, maybe we ought to just pull it out of here, but we can't. I mean, it fits into the price range, and who knows? Next year there may be more. I don't know. I don't know how to fairly compare it. And it is a 2-car, which is a little bit different. So I don't know. This is not going
to
be easy.
So maybe later, maybe in the years to come, we've got to start doing these contests not based on price. Maybe it's got to be based on resolution or magnification and resolution. But
this gets harder every year.
We're continuing. Yeah, when you break it down on price, then you've got these crossovers, and that's where it makes it. We're going to have more and more crossovers because next year we're going to have. If you think 2021 was busy, we've kind of got a preview of 2022.
It's going to be silly.
Insane.
It is. I don't even know if it's going to be possible to do these shows anymore.
So we're going to pick our winners. And we've like I said, we've got different categories. We're going to do, if you haven't watched 187, the best of scopes under 3000, you may not be in the market for a scope under 3000, but do this at some point, go back and watch the show. Cause there's so many people that will buy one of these scopes in the $4,000 range and then come back later on and say, you know what? I want a buddy scope. What's the best one in the $2,000 to $3,000 range? Go check that out. But we're going to do the same lineup, the same categories. We're going to do, Jason and I are going to pick our best bang for the buck. We're going to do best for hog hunters, best for coyote hunters, and our best overall choices. We don't expect them to be exactly the same. We wouldn't be surprised if some of them might match up because they have in the past. But we're going to use the same category. We're going to pick two winners. We got to pick two winners. There's just not a way not to in this category. We're going to go ahead and I think we should start crowning them.
Okay. Best bang for the buck. I mean, I need to buy some more time so I can think about it. So I've been listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll go. Yeah. I was pretty, for me, best bang for the buck. How do you not choose the only 640 scope on the list? I mean, AGM Rattler, TS35 640, 640 resolution, focusable objective lens, the mount, the 3-year warranty, good picture image. It's a 2-power base magnification. So it is a good hog hunting magnification. But, for coyote hunting, it's not something I think you want to go and hunt coyotes in South Dakota. And
no.
By the way, shout out to all the guys in South Dakota. My goodness, we get so many calls. We might be the favorite dealer for people in South Dakota. Now I love that because it seems like, and I tell
what
you what, them guys
Dakota?
Are as, North Dakota. Yeah. Them are some good old boys. They might hunt more than Texans. I'm pretty sure. Cause them boys spend some money on toys. They love to coyote hunt more than we might love to pig hunt down here. But anyway, it's not something I would suggest to a guy up there, but I cannot do this contest. It would be hard for me not to say the biggest bang for the buck is the only 640 resolution scope on the list. And it's a good scope. It's not a piece of junk. It's not, just a loss leader for the company at all. It's a good, legitimate 640 scope that has its uses. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going with the Rattler TS35 640.
Okay. Well,
what say you?
I'm going to take the exact opposite approach of this. I don't.
Shocker.
It is. I like the scope. I think it's a great scope. I can't argue with your logic, but I'm going to take the different logic because I would be lying if I didn't choose the Super Hogster. And here's my reasoning. Because I talk to guys all day on the phone, as I know you do too, and a lot of times they're in that $3,000 to $3,500 price range. They're not in the $4,000 price range. They're in that 30, again, 32, 33, 35. And when we start talking about the Behring Super Hogster, the Thermion XQ38, the Bolt, and the Bravo. Those four get slammed together a lot because they're in that $3,500 and under price range. And I always tell the guys, you know, we go over the pros and the cons of each of those scopes and what's better about this and that. And then I go, at the end of the day, the best bang for the buck is the Super Hogster. And the reason that I say that is, it's because of the price. It is the least expensive, what we call mid-range or mid-grade thermal image quality.
Right.
Okay. So you get a Rattler, you know, 384, you know, like a TS-25, 35, 384, that are, you know, $2,000, $2,500. You get the Hogster R-25, 35, you know, the Pulsar Thermion we talked about. All those are good scopes. But when you break over into this Super Hogster, that is an absolute, anybody can look through it and say, oh yeah, image quality is definitely different and better on this scope. So I feel like, you know, don't get me wrong, we're talking about a $500-$600 upgrade from those other scopes. So that's a lot. I mean, I get it for a lot of people that can't quite get there or don't feel comfortable. I get it. But if you're in this $3,000 to $4,000, I think it's the best bang for the buck because that Super Hogster can go up against any of these other scopes. Okay, maybe not this Rattler 640 and hold its own in the image quality right. class. So I think it's the best bang for the buck, but I see what you did and I can't argue that the 640. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is a really, really good bang for the $4,000.
Well, you talk about we went different directions. I picked the most expensive scope on the list, and you picked the least expensive scope.
We see who's making all the money. I'm over here counting out my pennies, and you're buying the most expensive in every category. So,
I'm over here like just burning $100 bills.
Well, it's Christmas time. You got the Sears catalog, so you know you're picking them out.
Well, no. The Super Hogster, it is. I'm telling you, it is. People love them. And we talked about this before, but it's hard. You usually don't have to go very far on the internet to find just terrible trash information about scopes right. and people dogging scopes.
That isn't true.
I know. Because people call and they're like, hey, I heard this. I know it's on the internet, but I heard this. But people call up and ask about the Super Hogs and are like, man, I looked online and people love them. And that's, you know, that is unusual in this business because most people don't go to the internet to talk about how much they love something. Yeah. They go to the internet to talk about how much they don't that's love true. Something. So, good choice.
Right.
Super Hogs.
Let's go to the next category. I'll go first on this one. This is the best category. Our choice for the best scope for hog hunters. And I am going to say my choice, and this is tough because I think the Rattler TS-35-640 is a very logical choice with that 2-power. Really, really do. But I am such a sucker for the Pulsar Thermions that I think the Thermion 2X Q38 at 2.5 power, which is absolutely the hardest scope in this category to get a hold of. It is in the lowest supply and always has been. I do not understand it. Yeah. I don't. If there's one thing that I want to ask Pulsar, you know, if I get those guys face to face, is like, you know, when you know, January, if we're at the SHOT Show with the factory guys or something, like, hey, can y'all not make more of these? Because this is the best scope, and we just love it. So I'm going to go with the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ38. For me, what I really like is this is all the features. I mean, we're talking audio and video. The Pulsar has more reticle options than any other scope on the market. The Thermion specifically does. They have more reticle color options. And again, I know guys go, I don't care. I mean, I got white and black and red and green. Great. That's fine. It's probably all that most people need. I really, really like getting off on some of these softer tones on smaller reticles. I can hone in a Thermion to the reticle choice that I really, really like. I mean, so that means something to me. I just think it's an absolutely great scope for hog hunters. I'm going to make a point here. The Thermions are not good if you want to pull the scope off and use it as a handheld. That's a big deal for a lot of people. They don't have a handheld. Hans and I run dedicated handhelds, so the Thermions are perfectly fine for us. So that's why this is my pick. This is an example of it. Might not be your pick. If you don't have a handheld and you're going to be pulling your scope off, this might not be the best choice for you know, somebody in that situation. Absolutely love this scope. Personally, Thermion 2, XQ38. Hans, what do you say?
Well, I say that I agree with that so much that I also chose that as my favorite hog hunting thermal scope. Yeah, the Thermion 2 XQ38, you're exactly right. These scopes are in such high demand. People call and they're rarely ever on the shelf. If they are, it is a miracle. They are in such high demand that Pulsar could sell these. They could sell a ton of XQ38s. There's no doubt. And a lot of people will call up and say, hey, I'm interested in XQ38. You know, and then they might start talking about something else or whatever. But yeah, the XQ38, for the reasons that Jason mentioned, the most user-friendly scope on the list, all the reticle choices. If you consider yourself a long-range shooter, I wouldn't necessarily say that this is long-range thermal scope. I don't think there's anything such a thing as a long-range thermal scope, to tell you the truth. I don't think that they're made for that. But if you're a long-range shooter, you love reticle choices, and you love all your different reticles. And this has more reticles to choose from than any of them. Like you said, different color choices for reticles, different types, 13 or 14 different reticle choices. But video with audio, if you are a bolt gun lover, you should seriously consider the Thermion. I mean, shooting it on a bolt action rifle feels as comfortable as laying on your favorite pillow. I mean, it is nice. It just fits like a glove, y'all. Fits like a glove. But, you know, 2.5 power, great for hog hunting. As far as if you're shooting hogs at 30 yards, shooting hogs at 100 yards, I mean, it's still doable. I love how easy the picture-in-picture display is to get up on the screen. It's just basically pressing one button, a long press of one button. And I use the picture-in-picture display a lot. Other scopes on this list have picture-in-picture, but it's harder to get to on the screen. On the Pulsar, you can bring it up and take it away just as quick, as easy as anything. And it is, as far as ingenuity and intuitiveness, I think as far as intuitiveness, it's the best on the list. That's why I chose it. It is a great choice for hog hunters.
Category, if we don't pick the same scope here, we may have to split up. This may be like a band that breaks up. This may be the breakup. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how you can't choose the scope I'm thinking of here, but I'm going to let you go first to see whether the late night vision show goes on next week or not. What is your favorite pick for a coyote hunter? Now, granted, listen, guys, there's a lot of these scopes right here will work for coyote hunters and do work, but there's one of these that I think, when I think coyote hunter, we're talking about the guys Hans was talking about, the South Dakota, the North Dakota, the long range. And I said, we're going to talk about the long range. I agree with you. It's a long range scope. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the guys that are consistently having to shoot 150, 200, 250 yards, what scope is that, Hans?
So this isn't for the guy that's like, oh, I'm a hog hunter, but sometimes I'll shoot hogs too. This is for a guy that's like, yeah, or kind of suit. This is for the guy that says, I've never seen a hog. I don't know if I could really, we don't have those and we probably may never have those. This is for you, all you coyote hunters that's never seen a hog.
In farm country too. Let me be clear. I talked to guys that are in Pennsylvania that say they can only see 200 yards. This is not the scope for you.
Yeah.
This is the guy hunting, you know, big plowed ground, big, you know, sections. He's hunting. I talked to a guy the other day, man, I pull up to sections, you know, 640 acres, square miles, and I get out of the truck and I can see 4 miles, a mile in each direction, and I can hunt every mile of it. So this is for that guy.
This is like, yeah. Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Obviously on the same scope. I can tell now. It's for
exactly.
Sure.
Quick, very, very quick story. I was in West Texas hunting with our pro staffer, Patrick, and we were scanning a field and we saw something. And he's like, hey, you want to stalk over to it? We thought it was a pig. And I was like, dude, that's like a mile away. And I did not, I am not walking that far for one pig. It turned out it was not a pig. We got a little closer. It was deer. But yeah, this is for you guys that like are looking a mile. This isn't for anything else. So my pick, easy. I think very easy. The IRA Rico MK1 384. It's a 4-power.
Four-power base magnification. Goes on next week, folks. This is not the breakup of the late night fishing show.
Good.
Yes.
The Rico 384, 4-power, 384 resolution, long battery life. I mean, the battery runs 8 to 10 hours. It's removable, so you can buy an extra battery, you know, and keep in your pocket. The battery system is great.
Okay. I just want to make a correction. Battery pack runs 6+ hours, up to 8, not 8 to 10. I just don't want some guy buying it being sideways. So 6 to 8 hour battery.
Jason's conservative.
I am conservative. Yeah. I did not vote for Joe
Biden.
No,
if you're in cold weather, it is not going to last 8 to 10 hours. I promise.
But it is a very good rechargeable, removable battery pack for sure.
Very good. And you can get extra battery for it. You can get two extra batteries, whatever, and keep them in your pocket. The picture image, like I said earlier, almost 640 quality, but it's 384. Very good. It's got 4 different color palettes. I mean, honestly, y'all.
Black hot, white hot.
I don't need more than two. So that's just me.
Yeah, I agree.
If you got black hot, it's like the old Pulsar scopes. You had 2 choices. That was it. And that's all we needed. Yep. But no, but it, you know, great
scope.
No,
I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Am I forgetting something?
You're forgetting
important?
Something major. It's the only scope in this category that you can buy and add on a removable modular laser rangefinder that plugs right into the side of the scope. So if you are that guy that's having to shoot out there, sometimes at longer ranges, those coyotes or fox or other predators get hung up out there and you're hunting where you don't have a tree for a mile and you can't tell how far it is. This is the scope that allows you to add on a laser rangefinder that, you know, InfraRay makes for this unit. So it's the only scope out there it's Big Brother, the Rico 640 does. Totally different class. But I mean, this IRA Rico is the only scope that does that. So if you need a laser rangefinder to add on, and you can decide that down the road. You don't have to make that decision the day you buy it. It's modular. Right. It comes off and on. So anyway, that's another big plus.
For those of you in Ben Wheeler, Texas, modular, I think means removable and and retachable. I don't know. But for all y'all out there.
That's what I think it means, too. We hope that's what it means.
Exactly. So, yeah, you're right. Thanks for bringing that up. And right now, $800 will get you that laser rangefinder add-on unit. Great. It's a great feature. The only scopes in the market right now that allow you to be able to do that and integrate that, just it's a plug-and-play system. So, I mean, I already know what you're going to pick, but what are your reasons? Are you have any different than what I
said? Nope, ditto. I don't have to waste anybody's time. That is an absolutely fabulous scope. Listen to me, guys. You know, we've belabored this point here. We just like over and over beat it into the bush of who it's really good for and why. I don't want you to feel like, yeah, man, I hunt coyotes and, you know, why can't I use a Super Hogster or why can't I use a Bolt TL30 or whatever? You sure can. Okay. Those scopes are great for that. Mm-hmm. But the guys that are I'm serious, the all in, they have coyotes on their underwear. Okay. I mean, this is, they are serious about it, and they are doing a lot of shooting out there in, you know, 150, 200 yards and over. Not that this scope can't be used under that, but they are serious. They want the image quality and the magnification with all the bells and the whistles and the batteries and whatever. It's a fabulous scope, and Hans has said it. I don't have to keep saying it. I mean, the image quality is fantastic. So no need in me just running it on in, you know, what you've said. It's a heck of a scope for that market. You know, it doesn't work for me. Hog hunting. I'm getting way too close. It does not do it. Now, if we go out on a night of coyote hunting, I might can make it work for what we're doing. But, you know, I know you can, Hans. You used it a lot and liked it for that. But so again, specific pick for a specific, type of hunting. But Hans, we got to move.
I use that scope a lot. I use that scope a lot, and all the coyotes, they didn't want to cooperate. They wanted to run right up my leg. So I didn't get to shoot anything. Hey, I'm not going to argue about calling a coyote in my lap. So, hey, overall picks.
Yeah, Hans, what is your overall pick?
Okay.
This is your best pick. I want to be clear, everybody. I'm interrupting. This is Hans's favorite scope out of these. Doesn't mean it's, you know, the best scope for you. This is Hans's pick. I cannot wait because I do not know what he's going to pick.
My favorite choice in the $3,000 to $4,000 price range is different than anything that we've talked about on this best of list. We haven't even mentioned it. So it's kind of unusual just to bring it up at the very end as my overall. But it is going to be the Iray USA Bravo. And I'm going to tell you, those things, people love them. And they sell out quick. People are just, I don't know. Well, I'll say this. Iray USA does a good job with marketing. They've got some, I think a lot of the companies on this do great with marketing. But they did some good marketing around the Alphas and the Bravos and stuff, which we're talking about the Alpha and still haven't come. It's a ghost scope. Right. But the Bravo, I'll recap real quick the positives for it. I mean, comes with an upgraded ADM lock and QD mount. It's got an unusual. It's got a really cool design of a scope. Very small and compact. But, you know, it's got the textured housing. It's tactile buttons. Obviously, it's focusable objective lens and eyepiece diopter. You know, I think that the Iray USA and the other Iray and InfraRay scopes come with a very good app. The InfraRay Outdoor app is a very, very good app. Very easy to get videos on and off the scope, put them on the computer. Comes with a 5-year warranty, which is a big, big deal. It's one of the best warranties out there on the market, if not the best. So with all that combined with the fact that it's got fantastic picture images, 384 resolution, 12 micron, it's a 3-power. So I get guys that are down here now, these hog hunters down here in Texas and in the South, Jason, they're not just hog hunters anymore. They're basically, if it walks out at night, they're shooting it. So that makes them coyote hunters too. And so everybody now, when I call and say, hey, what are you doing with it? And they say, well, mostly hog, but I do like to coyote hunt too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you've got more and more people that need to be able to have a scope that is effective at shorter ranges, that still has a decent field of view, and can be able to reach out to a couple hundred yards to shoot a coyote. And so that 3-power base magnification is perfect. It, you know, as far as the picture image on it, really, really good, very good picture image. I like the menu set up on it. I think it's the menu's easy to use. I mean, people love them. And I would say this, it's when you lay out all the features and all the positives, the only downside, when I tell people when I'm talking about this scope, the only downside, it doesn't come with rechargeable batteries.
Right.
You know, but for $3,500, you're getting all of these great features. So either you're going to run it off of extra, off of 2 CR123 batteries, or like people like, oh, you know, that's not a big deal. Or you can run it off an external battery pack. So it comes with, you know, it has a USB magnetic port that the cable charges into. It goes into external battery pack. Those external battery packs, y'all, are basically a cell phone charger that you can buy anywhere. Sure. They're cheap. You can have a whole pocket full of them, charge them up, and you're running all night and you're not buying batteries every time. So, you know, I know we hadn't talked about it a lot on, you know, previously in this show, But that I'm going to say that is my overall pick because it is the scope. I'm not going to say it has the most thought put into design because that's not true. All these scopes have a lot of thought put into design. The Thermion definitely, you know, there's not a company out there that's more innovative than Pulsar. But with the iRace scope, there's a lot of attention to detail specific to what we do hunting at night. You can tell by the fact that they put the magnetic USB port on it. It comes with the mount, the upgraded mount, like I said. So with that being said, and with all that being said, I'm going to say the iRay USA Bravo is going to be my overall pick for the $3,000 to $4,000.
Okay, I want to say a couple quick things about that. First of all, can't disagree with any of that. But Hans said the word twice, tactile buttons. For all of you people here around me in Appleby, Texas, I have absolutely no idea what tactile means. But just so anyway, I know you're letting the people in your area know that you don't.
That's the official description. Yeah, tactile. I guess it means, well, the raised. It's got the little buttons on top of the button. It's got buttons on buttons.
Okay, well, you were excited about it. So I just wanted to let the people around Appleby out here. You know.
Yeah, hey, and people in Appleby, don't ask what tactile means. Hey,
it's important, you know. I do want to say something.
I can't. This is a G-rated show. I can't say what I feel like those represent.
Yeah, it's G-rated show. Okay, so here's one thing I'm gonna say it before I give my pick. I'm talking about the Bravo here. Agree with 100% of it. And one thing that I have to give them, meaning IRA USA, is this design. It is a cool housing. It is I think they call it sniper gray. It's a gray color. Mm-hmm. It looks cool. Now, I know I'll be the first guy to agree with you. When I'm out there in the dark, the hogs and the coyotes, don't care what my scope looks like. I hope they don't get close enough to see it. It doesn't matter.
But people on Instagram care when you're taking pictures.
That's right. But yeah. I will say this. I'm gonna go on the record. This is going to become more and more important. And the reason why is this. You just take pickup trucks, okay? Trucks got better and better and more reliable and more horsepower until what did we have? We had this race where, I know, you can be a Ford guy, you can be a Chevy guy, whatever. But in reality, those of us that are reasonable guys understand that most all of these trucks are really good trucks. And, you know, you may have your favorite, but at the end of the day, they're all good trucks. So what did these manufacturers have to do? Well, they started putting in all kinds of bells and whistles until they all got the same bells and whistles. They've got to make it look cool. It's who's got the coolest body, you know, who's got the new design, who's got the best colors or whatever. That's what's...
There's got to be a cool factor to it, for sure.
And that's going to happen. And I know you go, well, that ain't what I'm looking for. And you may not be today, but when you bought your truck... You were looking for it. You may not have known you were looking for it, but you go, man, I don't like the way them whatevers look like. Everybody does it. And you could say, well, man, I'm just buying a truck to go, you know, drive down the road and haul my trailer. I don't care what it looks like. But we do subconsciously. So the point I'm making
is you're like, the truck is like, oh, well, you know, those step bars don't look, color step bars don't look good with that truck. Well, if you go into a gun shop and you have a choice of a pistol and that pistol has a red dot on it, are you going to choose a coyote tan pistol with a black red dot? Yeah. Are you going to choose a coyote tan pistol with a coyote tan red dot scope on? So, there's a cool factor. People want to act like, oh, I don't care about that, but I promise you. People care about that.
And what my point is that this is going to be a turning point, I believe, for the industry. Yeah. As long as people like IRA continue to do this, it's going to push these other manufacturers to go, well, we don't want to lose, you know, 3% of our sales because 3% of the people cared what it looked like. I mean, you know, it's going to matter. So anyway, love the scope. All right. My pick is going to be, this is a hard choice, but I think, I don't know. I don't even know if I still know. So I'm going to just have to pick one. I think if I'd say it to you like this, if I was going to go buy one of these scopes today for myself, pick it out, put it on my rifle and go hunting, which is mostly hog hunting, I would probably choose the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ38. I just really like this scope. It's the Thermions have been around longer than anything on this list. I'm just looking down this list to make sure I'm not leaving somebody out. The Thermions have been around since, you know, January of 2019. Now, the Thermion 2 XQ38 is actually a new scope. I mean, that's new for this year. But it's the same design, okay? It's just some upgraded internals, image quality. It's tried. It's true. I'm very, very familiar with it. Hans and I have been shooting the Thermions, specifically like the XP50s, since they were released on the market. So we're big Thermion fans. I think I got to pick that scope because for me, as the Southern hog hunter doing mostly that, the 2.5 power is in my wheelhouse. If I need to go out there and kill some coyotes or something at, you know, 150, 200 yards, I can do it. I want to be clear. All these scopes, every one of these is capable of shooting over 200 yards. I mean, it's that they'll shoot probably over 300. I'm not capable. So I'm just going to say out to a couple hundred, you know, Pulsar.
You say that. I've seen you shoot.
The one thing that we really, really like about Pulsar, and this is where it's hard to not, you know, give them the credit they deserve in a lot of these categories, is that, and I will go on the record and say this, and I say this as a challenge to the other manufacturers on this list. So I know everybody is trying to come out with new stuff and do innovative things, but Pulsar is and has been the one brand that is consistently year after year pushing and driving the thermal market. If Pulsar didn't exist, I don't believe this podcast would exist. I don't believe that the industry would be where it is, because one of the complaints that people make about Pulsar is, I just bought my scope last year and now they've got a new one. There's a new model. There's a new, well, it's true, but it's the same thing Apple did with the iPhone. They pushed all the other manufacturers. They had to push these Android phones to get better, to do better things, because they continued to just make them better and better. And so, again, I know you're going, well, that's not talking about the Thermion 2 XQ38, but it really is. I mean, sleek design, slick. They're European, and I explain this to guys all the time. When you pick up a Pulsar and you handle it, and you feel it, and you look at it, you get into the menus, you look at the buttons. These are made by the same type of people, and I say type of people, Europeans, that are known for making high-end luxury watches and boots and belts and clothes and cars. I mean, there's a reason. It's attention to detail. So really, really like the scope. Again, I think I could reach into a bag and pull a name out and say, yep, that's my favorite scope, and I would be comfortable doing that. But you put me on the spot, I'm choosing the Thermion 2 XQ38.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, and the fact that you said Pulsar has basically been driving the industry for several years and continue to do so. And I think what all of you see now is a bunch of other companies that are starting to close the gap. And they're doing that. But that's a great thing for everybody.
It is.
It's a great thing for the consumer. It's a great thing for these thermal companies. I mean, you think about how great this is going to push Pulsar to do even better things. And they are. And so we're excited about that. So let's recap this real quick for all you people out there. Best bang for the buck, I picked the AGM Rattler TS35-640. Jason picked the Bearing Optics Super Hogster. The best hog hunting thermal scope under $4,000. We both picked the Thermion 2 XQ38 and best thermal scope under $4,000 for you coyote hunters. We both picked the Iray Rico MK1384.
That's the most agreement we've had. I mean,
That's something else. Our overall picks were quite different. I went with the Iray USA Bravo, the 384, and you went with the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ38. So that is your roundup, and congratulations to the winners. This has been the best of under $4,000 thermal scope. Y'all, we've got more coming up very soon. Thank y'all for joining us. So if I will tell you this, if that just muddied up the water for you so much more that you're more confused than you were before, give us a call. if you you've answered all my questions and you've solved my problem and I know what I want, give us a call. 877-350-1818. You can talk to me or Jason. We're both taking phone calls, and I promise you, we're taking phone calls all day long, y'all. And so we are helping you out. We're comparing these scopes. We're breaking it down. We're giving you the positives, negatives, advantages, and disadvantages. But we'd love the chance to earn your business, and you can do so. Again, 877-350-1818, outdoorlegacygear.com. Check out all of our past episodes and all 187 previous episodes on the latenightvisionshow.com. If you missed our last episode, best thermal scope under 3,000, trust me, you get in the thermal game, at some point, I promise you, you will have more than one thermal. And whether it be a handheld or a buddy scope, go check it out. Go check out best thermal scopes under $3,000. That is episode 187 last week. If you want to find more about Outdoor Legacy, you can do so. You can find Jason on Instagram, on Facebook, on the Texas Hog Hunting, or Hog Hunting Texas.
No, you're
the
old,
Texas Hunting Forum, somewhere over there. I'm trying to remember all the corners you hang out on. But
I'm hanging out at work. Instagram, where I'm hanging out.
Yeah, Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, all at the Outdoor Legacy or Outdoor Legacy Gear. Obviously, I gave you the website, the phone number. You can find me on two places. You can find me on Outdoor Legacy. You can find me at Outdoor Legacy, but you can find me on Instagram at HANSETX, that's Hans ETX, and on YouTube. I'm coming out here with more reviews, more hunts all the time. So go check those out. I do a lot of the hunts. I do a lot of the through the scope reviews. So, and they tend to be a little bit shorter. So you can go check those out and finish them up pretty quickly. I am not going to put show links in there. On my videos, y'all can just tune in here for those. But anyway,
okay.
What are we doing next week? Tell them what the show we're doing next week.
Good Lord willing, Creek Don't Rise. We will be doing. It's a good question. There's going to be a debate of what we're doing next week because we're going to do another best of, but we got to look at this because some of these categories may have to combine some categories. We don't want to do a category with one scope. So we got to kind of look at it. We're going to see what we're going to do. It's going to be another best of.
We're going to be doing, we're going to be doing, 5,000-6,000 high end. We're
gonna not high end. We're not high end. Come back next week. There's going to be a show and it's going to be a best of
night vision. We're going to do night vision. Yeah. We're going to do everything.
We're going to do everything. So y'all just keep tuning in.
We hadn't decided.
Hans doesn't know that I've been over here scratching notes. So yeah, we got to talk about this. But hey, folks,
clear that with your
Hans told
position.
You all about where to find us. So we know this show has gone long, but we hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got some information out of it. Check back next week and all the following weeks. We'll have more great shows and information for you here. Between now and then, y'all stay safe in the fields. Keep making those bacon pancakes.